It's hard to see yourself represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, this industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do. So act like a girl, we're here to support you.
Hi guys!
Hello!
We're so excited because... do you guys know what's happening July 9th?
Guess.
Not gonna guess.
We have our next Act Like a Girl live show happening.
Yay! So excited. Oh my God.
We're going to be at Nerd Melt again on July 9th at 7 p.m. We have a really great lineup for you guys.
OMG, so nice. It's got a special musical guest.
Yeah. Yay. Surprise.
I love surprises.
And then Alexi Verbecki is going to, we're going to be airing a couple of her video sketches.
Chelsea Groh will be our stand-up comedian. She's so funny.
She's so funny. She's a dear friend of both of ours.
Yes.
So we're both equally as excited to have her.
And I love her afro. It's getting fluffier by the moment.
Oh, my God.
She's going to fluff on in there.
She, the other night we went out and she popped it up. Oh, my God. It looks so good.
That's how I want mine to get fluffy.
Yes. We're going to be interviewing Alana Masterson. She plays Tara on Walking Dead. She's dope as fuck. She directs stuff. She's a writer. She's a mom. Check out our Instagram feed. We posted a video of her bowling with her daughter, and I won't tell you what happens. You just got to go look. It's so good. And then Tracy, who's headlining?
Oh my God, Eliza Schlesinger.
Yes. I would honestly buy tickets in advance. We will be adding the link to all of our podcast episodes, putting it all over our social medias.
Yes.
So buy your tickets in advance. They're $10.
Because we will sell out.
We will sell out. All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Thanks
See you
for
there.
Acting like a girl. Welcome back to the Act Like a Girl podcast, everyone. You have Susie Dunn.
And Tracy Walker.
And we are here with...
Aiko Tanaka.
Yay! Hi, Aiko.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on to our podcast.
Oh, thank you. This is very nice. It was yaba mate.
Thank you for the salted dark chocolate candy. I'm going to eat this.
Yeah.
This looks so yummy.
I didn't bring any tidings.
Get out,
yes,
Tracy.
I did.
Get
out. Yes,
I did.
I
really did think about you guys.
Ooh, what did you bring us, Tracy?
Now, you guys might not like it, but I think it's the
best. Oh, is it food?
It's healthy. It's organic.
Oh, man, I love it.
Oh, yeah, I love these things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I have to,
Tracy gave us Z-bars.
Yeah, I thought of you guys.
I love those.
How about I forget? Yeah. I was like, I want to
bring those. No, Z-bars are so good.
And a little piece of myself.
It's so funny that they're made for kids because I'm like, fuck you.
Everything for kids is good. The portions, I'm like, I need to follow.
The portions.
Yes.
I can't eat a lot at once, so.
I don't need to eat a lot at once.
I can't.
My
get
big
sick.
Stomach's still fine. And they slow it down. Your stomach is saying stop.
But then I'm always hungry right after meals, you know?
Me too. I don't like that full feeling, but it's not good.
I can't. I literally have vomited from being too full before.
Wow.
I just get sick.
Can you eat a lot, Aiko?
Yes. Snack.
I really like snacking.
I just like snacking all day.
Yeah, me too.
That's why you got good snacks.
I do.
Yeah.
Snacking all day is the best thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, Aiko, where are you from?
I was born in Japan, Tokyo.
Ooh, you were born in Tokyo? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny. Wait, what part of Tokyo?
Shinjuku.
Shinjuku, okay. Mm-hmm. I stayed in Shibuya.
Oh, nice. That's a nice area.
Yeah, it was amazing. I stayed in a capsule hotel.
Ooh, how was it? It's comfortable, right?
It was so cool, and it was so comfortable. They had baths. Like, they had a big bath. And then they had two traditional small Japanese baths. One of them was like a copper pot bath, mm-hmm. and one of them was the wood bath.
Do you know Capsule Hotel?
Mm-mm.
It's so small, yeah. And then you gotta be.
You sleep in like a bunk bed.
Yeah, I
like
saw it on TV.
You know? Yeah, yeah. It was so cool though, and it was cheap. You know,
yeah.
It was like
good. How much is it?
It was like with the exchange rate, it was like 40 a night.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
In Tokyo, in Shibuya, and it was like safe and clean, and it was women only.
Good.
When you
want
to
sit up, can you sit up?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
When you want to stay in place like that, how do you book it? Can you book it online in advance?
Yeah, I booked it online in advance.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. And it made my mom feel better because I went alone to Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
and she was pretty nervous about me being there alone, and so it made her feel better that I was staying at all female
women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
place.
Cool.
How long did you live in Tokyo?
Until high school.
Did you? All the way through high school, or
yeah. Well, I wanted to go to Australia because that's where my sister when. Uh-huh. Like, she was, like, exchange student, and she'll be there, like, for a few years. And I wanted to do that, but, like, my grade was too low. Uh-huh. So whenever you want to do exchange student, you have to be, like, smart and good grade. Okay,
yeah. Is there, like, a lot of pressure in Japan to have good grades?
Usually, yeah. So, like, I think the suicide rate is high. Uh-huh, in Japan, because society want you to succeed. Yeah, like, you gotta go to good school. But my parents didn't really care, because I was like, I wasn't really, like, good from the beginning. Yeah. Like, I just let them know, like,
my this isn't my thing.
My range. That, yeah, like, I can't.
Hope,
like,
in academics.
Yeah, like,
no. Yeah, like, I'm gonna do other things.
I mean, I tried, and, you know, like, this is who I am, and they accepted me, so that was fine. Like, studying wasn't my thing, but it was my sister thing. So thank God, like, she kind of took away all the pressure.
Yeah,
and she's older.
She's older. Yeah, okay, yeah. Older, smart. And then
it's so funny. That's, like, pretty much me and my brother's dynamic.
On the way?
Yeah, like, I didn't get good grades. I have dyslexia and dyscalculia, so school was, like, really hard for me here.
I couldn't imagine.
Wait, so, it's so hard for me. Actually, I don't really have an understanding of that. Like, so when you see stuff, do you see different? Or
backwards?
Like, the words are different?
I don't look at them backwards. I write them backwards. So there's different kinds of dyslexia. Some people do look at words backwards. But I look at words and I know that they're in the order. But I was explaining this to someone recently that, like, when I visualize a sign in my brain that has has letters on it, I don't really visualize the individual letters. I just visualize, like, the look of it, if that makes sense. So, like, I know what the word is, but I don't necessarily, like if I'm visualizing McDonald's, I don't visualize, like, each individual letter. I visualize, like, red with yellow light writing, and then just, like, how that looks, and, like,
a symbolic kind of.
Yeah. And then when I write, a lot of times, like, I'll have all the right letters in the word, but they'll just be mixed up. They won't be in the right order. Mm. But I'll get, like, you know, I'll get, like, the first letter right and the last letter right.
When everything. I look at her blog. That's what it's like. Her blog, her writing. And I'm like, your dyslexia, let alone I don't see it.
But like, even learn with everything. But even with our, like, our poster for our current show.
Oh yeah, how did you do that?
Well, I had like 6 people proofread it for me, and I almost printed it wrong.
But
still,
I wouldn't even do that. And I ain't got dyslexia.
I'm like, everybody read this and fix it for me. Because
you gotta have something extreme about you to be, like, so good.
Mm-hmm. Well,
average, it's like, what the hell?
Well, the thing is like, I think really what it is, like, because I talk about dyslexia as if it's my superpower, because I struggled with these two things that were really hard for me. So then, like, my brain had to, like, figure out how to do a lot of other things better. So, like, my memorization skills are nuts, because that's the only way I was able to pass spelling tests.
Right.
Was to memorize the letters.
Remembering words.
It's not phonic for me.
It's like, dang, that's a lot of memorization. God.
Yeah. Does that help you with the acting?
Yeah.
You can just.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. See?
And I, like, in high school when I would do plays, I would, like, know everybody's lines.
Oh, no way. You
know? I was that annoying person.
Dyslexia. Well, a lot of
Whoopi Goldberg is.
Yeah. Cher, too.
Cher,
that's the first one I
say Yoda has dyslexia, because, you know, he, like, okay, so wait.
Okay.
Why did I get the superpower like that, man?
Okay, so you were in Japan until Tokyo until high school.
And then, like, because my sister would bring back, like, culture, like, American culture. And I was like, you know, I look up to her and I was like, I want to go. But at the same time, Australia seems too much. I'm not really into, like, kangaroos and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So then,
kangaroos!
You know, like, koala bear. Like, I'm not really into, like, staying in touch with wild nature kind of person. And then,
Australia is very nature-forward.
Yeah.
Like,
I want more than that.
Except for Melbourne and Sydney, but, like, yeah.
I didn't really feel it, so I was like, oh, maybe here to
you
come
said,
here.
All I get out of Australia is kangaroos.
Too much. They seem too active, like jumping around,
skydiving.
It's not me.
Yeah. In New Zealand, bungee jumping was created.
Seems
they gotta create. They gotta create something. Stop the monotony.
Oh man, they're like.
They also are. a very divided culture.
Oh, really?
Like, what do you mean even more than us. So, like, the way that they treated their indigenous people is, like, horrifying. Like, even worse than, because they haven't done anything to.
Oh, no way.
Like, they still pretend, they pretend like they weren't horrible to them.
Yeah.
And, like, when I, because I just went to Australia, you know. And actually, it was really interesting to go from somewhere like Australia to somewhere like Japan, because in Australia, everybody, like, all the white people and the tourists and the people that are doing, like, you know, traveling abroad and whatever,
yeah,
all go into the bars like normal. But then all the indigenous people party out in their cars and listen to music and, like, dance out on the street out on the street. And it's not that they're not allowed in legally. It's just that they face such prejudice.
Do they speak English too?
They might well not be allowed in. Wow. If they can, if they're too scared to go in because they don't want to deal with it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And like, legally, quote unquote.
You know what? I can attest to you saying, I hope that's a real word. Anyway, to you saying that they pretend, because I did a hostel. You know, we do the Hollywood Hostel.
Uh-huh,
it's
uh-huh.
a comedy room where you got the international scene, and it's Australians, always Australians there. And one girl, you know, I do, like, racial commentary in my jokes, and
of
one
course.
Australian girl was like, oh, my God, it was so sad. Everything you said was, like, black or white. I mean, in Australia, it's just so different. She would, like, compel me, and I told my friend Eleanor, who's a comedian, she was like, bitch, what about the indigenous people? What the hell is she talking about?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Remember?
Send me back to reality, because I'm like, what is she?
That's bullshit, because do you remember when JD was on, and he was talking, one of our past guests, one of our only male guests, he was, because they shot their movie in Fiji, and so he was in Australia while he was scouting and stuff, and he went to the Women's Rights March in Australia, and this woman made this, and he looked around, and he was, like, the only black person there, pretty much, he said, like, literally, like, he said he, like, couldn't see anybody who wasn't white besides himself, pretty much.
No way.
And one of the speakers was like, I talked to police officers and they aren't really here, and, like, I asked them why, and they were like, because we're not worried about you guys. Isn't that beautiful? And everybody cheered, and JG's like, no, this is bullshit. Like, this is actually bullshit.
This is,
like,
not a struggle.
That's racism.
It's not a struggle. What are you marching
racism.
For? It's not
like,
any. You don't have to fight for your rights. You got them.
Yeah, you already have them. Like, what are you even talking about right now?
So that was a good move. You dodged a bullet.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is, like, a larger Asian culture in Australia, but.
Asians are everywhere, though. I'm going to tell you. I didn't think y'all were here. Y'all everywhere.
I heard, like, we're in Brazil too.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of, like, Japanese population.
Imagine
there.
That if they start mixing that culture.
They all have nice blood.
Brazilian and Asian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they mix it, yeah.
We don't do that in Japan.
Yeah, Japan's a very monoculture.
Yes, yes.
And, like, you can leave your stuff out on tables and no one will touch it.
True.
You coming
out of something?
They're like, girl, you are. You remember when you was growing up? You're like, see, if you steal something at age, you're gonna get your hand chopped off.
And really?
That's more like North Korea, though. That's not Japan.
They never say.
Like,
they just say, you know how they talk.
Well, that's
Oriental is Orient, but it's Oriental world. Ain't such thing Oriental. You don't know. You're just getting handed down past information.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's racism.
Growing up, you're just some crazy. Yeah. People in Africa starving, better eat their food. Like, okay. But I'm full, though.
I know. I always thought that was such an interesting thing when people are like, people in Africa are starving. It's like, people fucking down the street are starving.
True.
Like, let's not pretend let's not pretend like this is just a problem in Africa. Like,
and you feed me that as a child, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right. Of course, like, right.
All around the world.
Everywhere. In Atlanta? There are so many people starving in Atlanta.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's hungry, you know? People that are in poverty.
Well, and also I think, like, I if I had to be homeless, I'd rather be homeless in, like, Atlanta or L.A.
How about Hawaii?
Than, like, yeah, or Hawaii.
It's nice.
Rather than, like, New York or D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, homeless can live in that.
Mm. Ugh, horrible. And in D.C.? Ugh, gross. Anyway, okay, so
when
did you move out of Japan?
On the end of high school, and then I went to Boston.
Okay.
And it's really cold.
Why did you go to Boston out of all places?
I don't know. I like New Kids on the Block. I wanted to go to, like,
so Marky funny. Mark.
Yeah, like,
so funny.
Okay, so, like, in Japan, like, from Tokyo to some city, like, you just get on bullet train or
right,
a train.
It's so easy.
It's fast, right? So then I was thinking, I wanted to go to New York, but my parents are like, oh, I think it's too dangerous. So, like, if I lie to them, I'm going to Boston, maybe, like, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
taking train.
Right.
And Fauna is like, what, 5 hours or something? Yeah. It's really far away.
Really far, yeah.
So when I got there, I was like, oh, shit. And, like, America's so big.
America's huge.
I would think, because I grew up in Tokyo, I never really travel besides outside Tokyo. Yeah. So I didn't know in Boston, it seems like a big city, but there's a countryside of Boston. And where I stay was countryside of Boston. I don't like it at all. It's like, there's no mall. And, like, what do you do?
And people there are very racist.
That's not about San Diego.
People there are so racist.
Wait, you knew? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
So they don't like it.
Because I lived in Manhattan for... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I lived in Manhattan for 5 years.
Where did you live?
Manhattan. So okay. So I And I dated a guy from New Hampshire, so I've been to Boston a bunch. But they're very racist, and it's very interesting because they're a lot... It's basically, like, Italian culture and then Irish culture. And they were so oppressed when they moved here, but then yet now... They're oppressing everybody else.
Wait, why were they oppressed? Because of religion?
Because and like, and everybody was oppressed basically when they moved to America.
And yeah, if you weren't American, like European, you know, like you Italian, like any ethnic culture.
Anybody Irish, who wasn't from Europe, was oppressed. And then like, but then I would never say, this is the thing though, is I choose my wording very carefully with that. I say oppressed because... I would never say that they experienced racism because they were not taken out of their countries and enslaved.
And
they try to equate it like and that. Like, and it's so different.
No, it's so different.
Now. It's so different.
When you come outside, bam, I got to deal with my skin color. You know, that's a whole lot different.
Yeah. You couldn't get a job, but your whole family wasn't dragged out of your country and then put into slavery where you were beaten. You know,
it's true.
And raped. And anyway, so.
Yeah, I sense, because before I moved to America, I heard like, oh, Asian women are really popular. I got there, like, I couldn't even make friends. So, like, I really felt it. Like, I felt like outsider. And then, like, at the same time, it was good for me because I learned to, like, kind of stay in my head, always, observing.
Good. Right, right.
And then, like, when the first, like, few years, I was, like, always, like, watching people. And I didn't know why.
Just taking it
what
in.
Was that experience for me? Because kind of like alone, right? You feel like isolated, but at the same time now it become a habit. Like I think in my head a lot, like I like to observe more than like kind of like speaking. And like it helped me now, but that time was like really hard to adjust.
Were you working? Were you going to school?
No, just school.
Okay.
And where did you go? I never worked in my life, like because my dad, but like I went to until college. Like I didn't even know you have to pay for like electricity. I thought like the city paid for it. So when I
you have to pay for like
you live in a lapse of luxury, baby.
You have to pay for heat. You have to pay for
I didn't know. So like when I remember I moved to LA and then maybe like, you know, like first month is fine, but like the second in the middle of it, everything shut down. Like I don't have hot water. I don't have light.
I mean, that makes sense to me because in Manhattan, you don't have to pay for water or heat. That's provided by the city. So it depends on where you are in the States.
I have to get because pay for water in Atlanta. I don't remember ever paying for water. Now, hot water is different.
Right, hot water is different, Well, I mean, I think the reason that they had to make that in New York was because people were just dying in the 80s.
Are you serious?
They were dying from freezing to death in their apartments because they couldn't afford to turn on their heat, and they were dying from not having water couldn't afford to have water. So the city was like, fuck, we can't
do that. Yeah.
Because then that's a cost to have to take them out of their buildings and deal with that. Okay, so when did you move? You moved from Boston to L.A.?
L.A. I dropped out the college. I couldn't.
What were you
studying? Theater.
Okay.
But I didn't speak English. So I was like, I just like, I want to do this. And then I never really faced hardship in my life until then. So I would think everything is easy. I'm like, I can read and write in English. But speaking and communicating is totally different thing. I was like, I'm going to drop out.
Especially in English because we have such crazy, like, slang and one word can mean three things and
so then I decided like dancing and like break dancing and stuff like that and then
back it up. What made you get the hell out of Dodge when you graduate? Did you graduate?
No, she dropped out.
Okay, you dropped out. But what made you run to LA? About was you just like,
I had a friend in LA and I went to visit her.
Okay.
She took me to Beverly Center, the mall.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this place has a mall. I'm going to move here.
Yeah. I know that's why we can start. I can work
and
with
the Beverly Center is a fucking mall.
I'm like, oh, no, like I think I can mall. Live here.
I was like, yeah, this
I feel,
nice.
I feel home. I can.
Yeah,
go
I was gonna
this.
Say this is what I'm accustomed to. I know you're yeah. like, I'm accustomed to this.
Well, like, also like yeah. I imagine coming from somewhere like Tokyo, where like. You do have, like, a mountainscape behind a city.
Right.
Much like L.A. Right, like, I'm sure right. it felt more like what you were
yeah,
used
it's
to.
Similar. Different yeah. people, but it's similar. Like, yeah. the place I was staying in Boston, it was like, oh, like, snow and trees and, like, this just nothing. And I'm like, ugh. I don't think I, you know, I belong here. So then I move here.
Yeah. What was your first step when you moved here?
I started taking acting class, but I still didn't speak English. And then they provide me to team up with this guy. Like, they send me to stay with this guy, Japanese guy. But he was, like, really creepy. Oh. But then I was, like, just right out the high school, right out the college, dropping out. So then I didn't really know how, like, the world is working.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, this guy's Japanese. He offered me a place to stay. I'm going to stay with him and... He was not good. So then I learned it quickly. Like, oh, I can stay at somebody's house for free just because they're nice.
Right.
And then...
Like, but they probably want something else.
How did he creep out? What made you like, let me get the hell?
I think I tried to erase my memory, but like he was like, you know, suggesting something, like being touchy or something.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I'm not into this. And then I decided to get my own like cell phone. So I went to like Hollywood Boulevard. And this guy, I went to, like, one of the shops, like, I, you know, broken English, like, I want phone. He's like, give me $100 and come back in 1 hour. So I...
Oh, no.
I gave him $100, no receipt, sorry. Go back 1 hour later. I was like, can I get my cell phone? He's like, I don't know you. I don't know what you're talking about. I start crying. I call cop on the payphone on the street. That time they had the payphone, you know. And then cop was like, too busy for this kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. we have, like, real thing. Then I was crying at the same time. That was so good. It happened to me because I learned, like, mm-hmm. I'm learning quick.
But you were naive, right, yeah. Right.
Without,
well,
like,
especially, like we said, coming from Japan where it is a monoculture and they just don't do that. Like, people just don't do that there.
Right. And I was like, oh, it's different place now. And also, like, I asked my landlord to ship all my stuff. Like, I was packing my stuff. I told him I'm moving out. And he's like, I'm going to mail everything for you. I'm like, oh, so nice. Oh, people God. So nice. So I left everything, like my grandma's pictures, my Bibles, everything, you know. And I waited. It never got to me. And later on, I'm like, why would this stranger ship me something? It's going to cost him money. You can't trust somebody like that. And then a lot of stuff like that kept on happening to me. Mm-hmm, and then, like, mm-hmm. I was like, ah, like, learning.
The pain makes you learn fast.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But then still, like, now I'm surrounded by, like, you know, like, cool people. But sometimes I, like, have flashback. Like, is it okay? Like,
yeah.
still helpful?
Right.
Like,
oh, that makes it so, yeah.
And, oh, so
Well, and
then,
it's like, how do you learn, like, how do you... learn how to read whether or not you can trust someone.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's an important life lesson in general, is like, how do you know? Like, I even have like flashes sometimes in my brain where I'm like, what if that person that I know so well just like suddenly stole everything from me? Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like,
I don't even think like that. I should though. I've been trusting a lot of people too. Like, you seem okay, you know, like with roommate situations. I'm like,
you seem
oh my
okay.
God. Oh my God. Why are people, you know, you can't. Like you said, everyday people are just not okay. You know?
Right,
you
right,
have to
right.
find.
Yeah.
In life, you have to go do the work and find, you know, decent hearted people. You do.
Totally. Like, and then when you're in Japan, they kind of teach you, like, to do and then don't in this country. Like, it's, you can, like, walk nighttime and then people might rob you. And mm-hmm. these things, I knew about it, but I didn't know people can seem nice. Mm-hmm. And then, mm-hmm. like,
that is such an American thing. Mm-hmm. That's a total
American
thing.
Like, what we are, like, learn is we cannot talk about politics and religion. You can talk about it, no problem.
Yeah.
But then in Japan, like, oh, American doesn't like it. Get heated conversation. This
it's
seems
true.
It's kind of politics, right? Sometimes
it's true, but I think like you should talk about it though. Like, it should be heated. Like,
that's why
the...
it's heated, because nobody like. This was the first election people were talking about who they voted for. Usually that was like something nobody talked about.
Oh,
when
really?
People tell you who they voted for.
They never talk about it.
I mean, in my experience, they do. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I think it's even more.
That was like asking me how much I get paid. It's like.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, and that needs to be a conversation that we are having now, too. Right. And, like, I think that that's a systematic oppression that we've put. And I think that men
even job I have created now, that. Don't discuss your pay.
Yeah, and that's bullshit. I will discuss my pay. And we should be discussing our pay. Because I swear that that's a part of the systematic oppression of women. Because it's they tell you not to talk about your pay because they don't want you to find out that Trace is getting paid less than Bill or whatever. No, you know, and that's why we didn't know for so long.
Freak, sister. From a new mother.
Back in the day. Yes.
That's good.
It's true. Mm.
Yeah.
It's all designed for them. That's why, you know, it's systemic. People don't understand it's in the system. Why wouldn't you discuss your pay? Why can't I discuss my pay?
Yeah.
It's my pay.
It's
why?
My pay.
And we all.
And we pretend like we have to be so private about that.
Yeah.
And it's just a facade. It's just a facade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just want to know what that position pays. Okay. So what, you know?
Yeah. It's the same thing, like, people don't ever want to talk about, like, how much they pay in rent. No, you should be asking everybody in your building how much they prefer. Because
true,
you should know.
It's equal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you slowly started learning your lessons.
Yeah, I started learning, and I moved, and my sister helped me to find an apartment, and then, like, the light went off. I was like, oh, I have to pay. Nobody's going to take care of me. So, like, all these things every day, I was learning, and, yeah, like, now I kind of got hang of it. Like, I was always like, I know I'm Japanese, but, like, I live here for such a long time. I was like, you know, I understand the culture more. And there's, like, a good and bad, too, because in my culture, certain things is, like, very, we don't really express, like, how we feel.
Right, that's part
what's
of why the
joke?
Suicide rate is so high.
I think so.
And what's
like
that joke you got about there's not a name for a slut or? We got a joke like that in Japan. There's no name.
Oh, we
name
really play. Yeah, we don't have like words for slut, but it's like a word that was like wordplay, but like it's not really direct. Like we don't have
names like
curse words,
right?
And slut and bitch and whore and stuff like that.
No, yeah,
isn't
I don't
that something.
I might have something, but it's way back in the day. We don't really use it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how did you learn English?
Friends.
Just can do, yeah.
Black people. Black girls are nice. They like to teach you stuff.
Why you don't have no accent then? Usually people.
What do you mean?
Like when white people be around a lot of black people, they kind of sound.
Oh.
You know, ethnic.
I don't know.
But you don't.
Well, she has her own accent.
I have my own accent.
She still have a deep accent from Japan. Yeah. That's like me. I still have my deep Southern Atlanta accent. I don't know why.
I washed out that Michigan accent.
You have an accent too?
I had a Michigan accent.
Wait, how does Michigan accent sound?
I know. I'm always amazed by it too.
It's like mom and dad and milk and
how did you get rid of it? I can't get rid of mine.
And like a lot of A's and like, oh crap. Oh, crap.
Oh, I like it. Oh,
crap. Like almost like, almost like. Oh, like Minnesota, like, oh, shit, she's pregnant. She's Mary and Joseph. Like that kind of shit.
You used to talk like that?
A little, like a lot, yeah. Like I said milk.
Milk.
And I said pillow.
What?
And I said bagel.
Oh.
I for like, sure what? Said bagel.
Sounds how do you say bad. Bagel?
Bagel.
Bagel.
I do gotta get that right. It's just no like enunciation.
When I was teaching myself how to say a bagel properly, I had to do a little Southern twang to figure it out, like bagel. You know, just like a little
to like drag.
I had to do Ebonics. Yeah, I had to do Ebonics too. Just for people's names, I'm like okay, it's like this Paris. Okay, this Paris. Okay, so.
Yeah. But I went to an acting conservatory, so yeah, we took
nice.
Voice classes, and they like basically beat it out of me.
Right.
Because I wonder how those London people get that. They get a Southern accent real good because it's just a flick. The European and Southern accent kind of.
No way.
It's kind of alike. It's kind of. It's a draw.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They get the American accent because they take the classes. Because I'm like, you know how a lot of the actors you don't know they're European until they like British until they talk.
Yeah, like all of the Walking Dead actors.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a lot of them are British.
So you know we do like effed up. Try to put anybody to move Brad Pitt. Okay, he Russian. Like, nah.
No. Or Matt Damon is Chinese.
Yeah.
We just whitewash.
Yeah.
So how many years into living here do you think that you, like, tell you learned English? Like, how long
I
were you
still
here?
Feel like I'm still learning, but, you know, there was a moment, because I was always, like, maybe first 6 years I was pretending I get it.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, like, I learned to, like, be cool. Like, when people are laughing, I laugh.
Right.
And
simulate it, yeah.
Try not to say my opinion because I could be wrong. So I'm, like, always, like, listening, you know. And I learned. But every time I hung out with my friend, I was, like, exhausted.
Right.
Oh, my God. Once again, didn't find out. I didn't understand what the fuck they were talking about. I was like, whew. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So you think, like, 6 years?
Six, seven years. And but then, like, and then, like, I have a moment, like, when my friends use big word, like, I was, like, wondering, are they testing me to see, like, if I know what they're talking about?
Yeah.
Because you can't always ask everything, and then they get annoyed. They're like, oh, like, we can't have conversations. So I have to be cool.
That's true. But at the same time,
like, I was, like, in my head a lot.
That's how you're going to learn if you can't ask, you know?
True, and true.
That's, yeah, that's true. That's how I feel about, like, the technology today.
Like, you don't even know what to ask.
Yeah, sometimes. And then they get annoyed. Well, just do this, do that. I'm like, but I don't know what you just said. It's always an answer. I'm like,
That's with technology stuff. That's why whenever I'm teaching, like, my mom or something, I'd make her do it. Yeah. Like, I make her hold
that's
the phone.
That's what I learn.
And I tell her, like, I show her.
That's
like
that memory thing coming
it.
Back, too. Yeah, I will memorize some steps.
Yes,
the hell out
exactly.
of some steps. You'll think I know how to do that shit. I'm like, girl, I just. Like, because
I memorized
it. Like, my brother's like, you smart. You graduated from college. I'm like, I memorized, like, dates and chapters. I didn't. That's it.
Yeah, it's not like I could maybe necessarily regurgitate that back to
exactly.
you right now.
Or apply it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay, so when you moved to LA, you got your apartment and you wanted to act still? Like, what was the goal at that point?
I was
just
like,
survive?
So I remember I went to one of these agencies and then the women was like, oh, I have a lisp, right? Like, not lisp, but like, I speak a little funny in Japanese too. So then she's like, you have to cut your tongue.
What?
This woman said, I remember that. Like, you sound funny. You don't, like, sound right. And if you want to do it, you got to cut your tongue. But.
Oh, my God.
So I learned, now I can understand. But people don't like when they don't understand things or they feel, like, threatened. Totally different culture and you cannot communicate and they don't even. They don't make time for you. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I think I have to change something. Like, this is not something I can focus and do it because things was, like, too hard. And then I focused on dancing. So I did, like, a bunch of music videos and stuff like that. And then from there.
How did you learn how to dance?
I wasn't good, but they always need one Asian chick.
Go ahead. I thought you was there. You showed up. That's like 85%, like, not 90, showed up. You just showed
I wasn't
up.
Good, but they, like, to be, like, politically, you know, like, they always put, like, one Asian chick, right?
Yeah. I like being a token.
Girl. That's what I think. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So I was that. And then I found out you have to be really, really good to make it, like amazing, like, memorizing and all that stuff. And I'm like, I don't think I can do it. And then I started doing, like, calendar stuff, like, Asian calendar. But I wasn't.
What, modeling?
My heart wasn't in it. Like, that's not something I wanted to do. Like, I was always, like, weird, like, awkward. Mm-hmm. And then somebody's like, oh, you should do stand-up. I'm like, okay, I'll try. And I did it first time. I really like it. I was like, oh, this is so easy.
Where was your first show?
Some, like, bar in Hollywood. And then I was like, oh.
How did you prepare for that first show?
I have a friend, this Korean guy, Danny Cho, and he was putting the show together. And he told me, he's like, whatever you do, just commit to it and then do your thing. I was like, oh, okay. So it was, like, really fun.
That was good
I like
advice.
It.
Yeah.
But
especially for your first show.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Second time, I don't know anything about open mic then.
You
so then I do it. It's like, not to the bomb. Like, people didn't even look up. Like, I go
I hate open mics.
Oh, and then I wasn't used to just having conversation or something. I wasn't used to, like.
Like, eyeballs. Can I see some eyeballs?
Yeah. Please? So, like, I think I'm really not good at this. So I'm like, I'm going to quit. I quit.
For how long?
Like a 6-7 month or something.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think I can do this.
And what inspired you to get back?
Then, like, my church, I went to my church and then the the guy, like, preaching, knew Angela Johnson. And then she talked to me. She's like, oh, you should, like, take writing lessons or whatever. And then I was like, and then I learned, like, you have to have bad set. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I thought, like, because, you know, when we have conversation, you say something, like, oh, like, the feeling is always same, right? And I didn't know comedy. Sometimes I say something, it work, it might not work. I didn't know the game.
Right, right, right.
So then I was like, oh, okay. But then, like, I'm used to, like, rejection. So... It's fine.
I know that's right.
Join so many.
I mean, yeah, that's, you know, like, if you, that's like a part of being able to handle doing anything in this
in life
realm and in life, but especially in, like,
in
the entertainment industry, especially somewhere like LA, you have to be able to be told no and be rejected, because you're going to get rejected 95% of the time.
Yes.
And then, like, the other 5%, then you'll get rejected later.
But then, you do acting, right? And you have, like, a background of studying at the place. So then when you don't get it, you'll be like, I'm good. Like you have certain kind of confidence to
it. Right, right, right. But when I met you, I don't know how long you have been in
the
game.
We clicked.
Yeah. But
how long, when did you guys meet? How long ago?
I met you. How long have we been knowing? I don't know if you knew when the first time we met. Are you considered the first time we met? We probably didn't meet this night, but I first saw you when you were at, what's that little place on Hollywood Boulevard? And Jada Catapretta used to host.
Oh, IOS.
IOS. Yeah, right.
That was a fun spot.
Yeah, it was a fun spot. And I first saw you coming there, and that's when you still used to dress nice. Like, I was like, look at that little short Asian nice girl. I mean, now you can't.
She's in a Power Rangers t-shirt.
She's got our little uniform attire. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
because we don't want to, you know, so-called distract. Yeah, attention
bullshit.
From our
bullshit
work. Yeah, that's bullshit too. We've been fed anyway. But yeah, when I first met you, you know, you was like dressed all like Hollywood, like cute, like Asian girls when they get their shit on, they be like from head to toe, you know, like impeccable. I'd be like, damn. And then you did something, you was funny. I was like, God, who was that? I think you even bowed. Then you were very, very playing that. You're really playing up the Asian. Yeah,
playing up the Asian.
You were like bowing. Now you say I gotta
go
get my
rice. She
was
being herself.
She was more. I mean, now she more like. You more like.
Well, how many years ago was that though?
Oh, that was at least maybe 6 years ago.
Yeah. So now, like, so. Yeah.
But then
she's more.
But it was still good. I like that too, though, because, you know, it was like she did the whole. You know what I'm saying? She did the whole thing. Right. Like, she committed to it. I guess she was still in that. It's like,
I feel like when we clicked is. Like, we had a show on Santa Monica Boulevard somewhere, and then, like, we had, like, real talk, and then we went to Kukuru, had yam.
Oh, yeah!
I remember, like, you know.
That was a show
that like,
the
that's when
producers.
We, like,
yeah.
really talk. I'm
we
like,
sure
oh,
did.
She cool.
That's when you gave me that yam, yeah, that night.
I still remember, because I love yam.
Uh-huh. I love yams.
Right?
They're so good.
How did you know? She cool. I love yam, and I love people who love yam, but
it's good.
It's
for
the
you.
Best.
Good. Good for you.
I
like
so
the fries.
Easy. You just put them in the oven.
Leave
just
it, right?
Yeah. Y'all just eat them baked regular? I don't like it. Just, I like the fries.
I like fries also. Yeah. I like mashed potatoes.
Oh,
mashed yams. I like...
I mean, I know this is about me, but like, how did you guys meet? This seems perfect.
Everybody asks that.
It's
every
like,
time. Every
it's fine.
Time.
I always edit it out.
You do?
Yeah.
Why? You should. Everybody wants
you'll
to know.
Have a.
But we've said it on the podcast a zillion times.
Okay.
But we can say it. So, yeah. Oh, Tracy reached out to me because she saw Act Like a Girl on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so she reached out
to me. I like
me.
The name.
Thank
you.
Because it's like. You say act like a girl, but then actually you take it like act like a girl.
Yeah, it's like it's like tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
like it's,
love it.
It's like it's one of those things where like it kind of depends on you how you read it.
Yeah,
and if you read it as a negative,
exactly.
That's your shit.
Yes.
Because I read it as a positive. So
I saw it after Steve Harvey came out with
act like a man.
Think like a man,
like
but
a man,
act
like a lady or whatever.
Like, who the fuck are you? Here comes some more shit. Cause I got caught up and I was like, let me read. Got me. Okay, let me see.
Is it a good book?
From a man's point of view, cause you know, from a man's point of view,
it's probably
bullshit.
A horrible
it's
book.
Bullshit.
I haven't
hey,
read
if
it, but
you
it's
know
probably
his,
horrible.
His mess and his divorces and all that, and how
he is
his
such
first
a mess.
Wife helped made him, and he ain't giving her no money. And took the son, so he won't have to pay. She,
no
he,
way.
I heard him say himself. Yeah, she's the one that helped make me.
And well, why you try to send her off to like be crazy and oh, wow. pick her child? Yeah, she was all on. And she was releasing.
Did you
videos.
Hear what he just said to that person from Flint on his podcast?
Talking about the water.
Yeah,
in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, he was like, "You go drink more of that selfish. Brown water." Yeah,
you see that?
What the fuck, dude? There are like it's like Aaron Brockovich out there, but a whole city, not just a neighborhood. And the thing is like, will they get a movie made about them someday? Probably not, because it's all brown and black people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
exactly.
It's not a neighborhood of white people no, who are, you know, like poor, but they're still white.
Right. Unless like, somebody black make it, like Tyler Perry, they need to hint. Yeah. Something. You know what I mean?
And they still don't have water.
Oh, yeah, I met this woman. She's from there. She said it's terrible. She said whenever people take shower, you have to hurry up and don't inhale. I'm like, man, that's not the way. When you take a shower, you cannot turn it up hot. It has to be like kind of lukewarm. Yes. And you can't inhale.
Yes.
That's crazy.
These kids are going to have like
even the poor Appalachians, you know, the poor, what they can remember they water. It was like fuel, like they pouring the water out of the faucet and they can light it and it'll.
Whoa!
Yeah,
what?
It was like in the south, and it was like in the poor, white poor area in the rural
white poor area.
Yeah, and they had that on TV too. It was like they don't care about poor people of color. They don't. It's all
there's
about
a
the
major divide. Yeah,
and people don't understand that.
It's not even.
On.
Yeah, it's like when people say that we don't care about the poor in this country, I always want to like plug an asterisk on that and be like. No. We don't care about poor black and brown people
yes,
in this country.
Exactly.
Like,
how come they don't want to move?
They can't move.
They can't. Where they going to go? You can't afford to get no water. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to work. You went them from paycheck
and
to paycheck.
And these medical bills that they have right now for their kids are having like developmental issues, yes. brain and physical. Yeah.
Because of the water?
Yeah.
That's so terrible.
So these, like, you have a baby, right?
Yeah.
And you breastfeed that baby, right? And you're drinking that water, so that water is going into your breast milk, into your baby. So your baby, newborn, is ingesting all that lead.
And that's a fair question. People are like, well, just move. The whole city move? They can't. Yeah. It's like they pay taxes. Why don't you, where's the fund for this?
Right.
And it's completely the government's fault.
Yeah. They knew they were doing
it. We knew what was going on. Yeah. Yeah.
So. It's, you know, I think just things have to get worse before it gets better because we just have to take it. We have to.
Well, shit. Wait till it hits Detroit. It's Flint's right there. Wait and till that shit keeps spreading across Michigan. And that's why Michigan voted for Trump this year. Like, that's why we went red for the first time in my life because we voted for
Bernie.
Wait,
you're from Michigan? Oh, that's
I'm
right.
I'm from Michigan, uh-huh. Yeah. We voted for Bernie in the primaries, like completely. The whole state voted for Bernie.
Wow, so big turnaround.
And then we voted for Trump because both of those men represent like the this is what we thought. They represent the antithesis of government.
What does that mean?
It means like the opposite of government, like the anti-government. Yeah. So like Bernie was like a representation of like outside of the government. They want a change. So when Bernie was running, everyone was like, yes, cool, great. Like,
But then he
lost. And Michiganders hate the Clintons. And, like, I don't hate the Clintons. They're very problematic. Like, you know, I wanted Hillary to win. I did. And, like.
How come people in Michigan doesn't like them?
Because they feel completely disenfranchised from them. Because while the Clintons were in office is when Michigan. Like, okay, so America went into a recession like 2008, right?
Yeah.
Like mid-2000s, America hit the recession. Michigan, because I left Michigan in 2008. When I moved to Manhattan in 2008, everyone was like, Michigan's in a the United States is in a recession now. And my face was like, what? Like, I'm sorry, Michigan's been in a recession since the like early 90s.
Yeah.
So we went into a recession about 10 to 20 years before America did.
Mm.
And that was right around the Clinton administration.
As quiet as
Yeah. You know what I mean? It was so quiet and like all the factories started shutting down and there were weren't jobs. And
it's no jobs. That's going to take you to a recession because they're exporting the jobs. You see, when you pay your bill, everybody Indian. I'm like, I want to be like, where are y'all? Because you know what I mean? We could be doing this for ourselves. Some stuff we take our chicken to China, and then they have to ship it back over here. They do it, they cut it, whatever, and they ship it back over here. Why they can't just do it at the farm no more? You know what I mean? It's just like they don't want it.
Because everything is so fucking expensive in this country. I mean, it's like why your favorite local restaurant shuts down. Because they can't afford the rent anymore. Because taxes and because of inflation. And because,
and I just think they greed, too, because the big manufacturers, the companies, they don't want to farm anymore because they want to be able to GMO it or clone it or, you know, yeah, whatever. Yeah. So they don't have to, so they can make it and they can have control over it. Like, they don't want nature. They want control so they can do as much as greed, as many, as fast, as it can last as long. But it's not healthy to us. It's well, yeah, that's,
I mean, America is definitely, like, right now at a place of quality over, or quantity over quality.
Yeah.
Like you can't that. Even look oh, at yeah. shrimp that's been in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's farm raised. What the fuck is a farm raised fish? A clone?
It's also
salmon.
Hard to get, like, not frozen fish.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get just, like, fresh
so
fish.
So we don't even know we eat anymore just because of greed.
Whereas in Japan,
know?
They have, like, all these markets, like, huge markets I where you can
it.
Literally just go and
everywhere.
Buy
everywhere. India,
right there.
Africa, everywhere yeah. you go, you can just go out to the market yeah. and touch real food and
yeah.
see it.
Yeah.
Here, they all got a package
the,
up.
And it's, like, in crazy packages fish. Where, like, it's in, like, a package and then individually packaged
package.
Inside
oh,
of
yeah,
that
you
package.
You ain't getting that till you get home.
Yeah.
Then they paint it to make it in artificial flavors and colors. You don't know. They make it look like, yeah, you want this. Like, this shit ain't even real. Can I have some nutrition?
Yeah.
So, Akko, I heard you say breakdancing.
Yes.
Wait, you can breakdance?
I
so you
no,
started breakdancing?
Well, I knew how to fake it. So I was doing
oh my
that.
God, I'm gonna start doing that. You're the second person I heard say that.
I
somebody
was faking
else,
it.
Right, I was looking at this story.
Wait, so then that probably means that breakdancing is just fake dancing.
No, like some people are so good.
Some people
they're
are crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, I know, I've seen
but
that.
Like Lena Horne, I don't know if y'all know her, but she's an old actress.
Yeah.
Like, she looked mixed, but she was black. She
yeah.
broke a lot of color barriers being an actress and singer.
Oh, amazing.
She said the same thing. She was like, so she all I knew about her then, because I'm, you know, she was her time was before, but I was singing. And they was like, did you know how to sing? She was like, no, I knew how to fake it. And
no
you just
way.
Said, but that was her whole career. And then eventually she learned, but she didn't. She just faked it. She said, they just like looking at me.
That's
so.
How I feel about this
like
shit.
You said, they just want the Asian girl, so I'm just going to.
I just faked
fake it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about this shit. I'm just
yeah.
like, I just am a producer.
Yeah.
Hey, a producer.
Mm-hmm. You're my producer. We're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
it's positive.
Yeah, act like a girl. And
you
do it.
Run sound on your set.
We need this.
Let me look at YouTube real
like
quick.
A girl. We can do it.
You know what I mean? Give me 20 minutes with YouTube and I'll be right there.
Exactly.
YouTube has changed my life. Okay, so wait, so how long have you been doing stand-up?
7 years, 6-7 years.
Yeah. That's amazing. Do you what is your writing process like?
You know, it helped when I talk to friends, like funny friend, and like, ah, oh, that could be because I don't know about you guys, but like I have a hard time like sitting down and trying to come up with shit.
Mm-hmm. The way that the time that I sit down and come up with shit is like what you're saying, where I've already like I have a notes section in my phone, and while I'm hanging out with Tracy, we'll say something, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, I should say that in my
yeah,
stand-up.
Me too.
Or I'll be hanging out
me
with
too.
My roommate, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I should say that in my, and then I'll open up those notes on my own,
yes.
and then I'll like type it out
that's
actually
mm-hmm.
in a full.
And I keep notebooks like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and mm-hmm. I'll like also a lot of times I'll like write out what I already have as my 7-minute act, and then
yeah.
I'll like. Delete a thing and like plug in a new
yes,
thing and
that's
like
smart,
delete
yeah.
another and plug in a new thing
mm-hmm.
like hide it in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
So, what do you think about comedy?
Yeah, what has it been
no,
like?
It's really funny because
do you think
like
this
you
is
know
your
I
thing?
Know her.
Uh-huh.
I never talked to her like so. What do you?
Like
what is your
like,
life? I never seen
like.
Her like this, so it's like really. I love it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Tracy's so good at it.
I know,
oh,
killing
she's
it.
She's so
oh
good
God,
at it.
This is good. Yeah.
I found my place. You know.
Yes.
I always say I'm a conversationalist that happens to be funny.
Mm.
You know, because I when I used to do open mic, guys be like, you know how they assholes.
Is it hot in here?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. You keep going.
Yeah, I got a big curly wig on too, but that but still it's hot. But yeah,
oh
but you know
God.
You know how guys are assholes at open mic.
Yeah.
And they were like, say a joke. And I was like, and
you're hitting on you.
I don't have jokes. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I talk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
I just
mm-hmm.
talk. And I don't even know if I have a lot of stories. I just like to talk.
Yes.
You know, and I'm a conversationalist. And so that's when I turned on. And so that's when I realized, I'm like, you can do comedy a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think, because I really, from the first time I saw you until now, yeah, I see a lot of growth, but I just see a fighter inside of you. Because, like,
well,
we
obviously.
Talk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you came through all, I mean, you didn't even know how to, you taking acting classes, can't even speak English. Girl. You know what I mean? That's the type
girl.
Of people I wouldn't know. Like, I'm here. Shit. Something gonna pop off from here. You know? And,
That's the same person. Like, Aiko, she looked like coming from that little docile person, and you look innocent, and even when you say Aiko Tanaka, but you're such a fighter, and that's what I like about you. You're such a, you know.
Yeah, you're so funny. Your set is so good.
Yeah. And you're positive. That's why I like, when I fell in love with Aiko, I was coming out of the Comedy Store. You know, Comedy Store is one of the few big industry clubs. And a lot of times I'm frustrated because I'm trying to get on stage, whatever, whatever. And I was coming out, and you never think your career is where it should be. And I was coming out on the porch one day, and I saw you. You was like, hey, sexy girl. I was like, what? 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 And then I said, oh, I like her.
Well, it's also, I feel like it's also, especially.
You're always just cute. I like
it. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, showing your legs. Hell, I'm tired. And then she's like, what's sexy girl? And then she always has some positive to say.
Especially, like, if anything before, like, 3 years ago, if a woman in the entertainment industry or comedy world was just, like, automatically nice to you and supportive of you, that was, like, a big fucking deal, because that didn't happen until, like, just in the last 3 years, I feel like, because we were all, like, brainwashed.
Oh, my goodness.
Competitive against each other. It was as opposed to just being, like,
friends.
Let's be friends.
Let's be friends and help each other. Yeah.
And we can still compete against each other. Yeah. Like, you still might be going up for the same role as me or something, but, like, that doesn't mean that I can't respect you. And
more,
like,
is power. Yeah. I used to try to tell the comedians, you don't understand, when there's more of us, then they're going to want to know us. But when we're individual, then we have to follow them.
Yeah.
You know, we have to follow their lead. You know, the guys' leads and whatever they said, platform. They said, okay, so I want to get back to you how you feel about comedy, because you did your time at the Comedy Store, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how you sound like a jail. You did your time.
You did your time, babe. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do
a
it.
A little bit. A little bit.
I had a little bit. I left, girl.
I haven't even ever done stand-up at any of the big places.
You don't even have
this
to.
This is nice you place. Know, what are you so talking about?
Yeah, you know so many friends and you produce your own.
Oh, well, yeah. But I mean, like, I don't go to the Comedy Store. Like, I just do other people's shows.
You started at a higher level. You know what I mean? Like, this is the level, like, we come out here, it's like, what do you start? So you did that, I did that, but I couldn't last. That's what I mean to fight, because I mean, it's like a 3 minutes you might get if they pull your name. You go every Sunday, and it's the energy is not always good. Negative, and so I mean, I want to go out to the suburbs and get like time, like 10-15 minutes, get some money, maybe develop my voice. But then I
have your voice already.
Yeah, but I mean.
Thank you.
I can't own that. This is you. Voice. Thank you. That's so let you. Me shut up then, huh? And be grateful.
You good.
Humble yourself like Kendrick said.
I told you, please quote Kendrick every episode.
I told you.
Sit
down.
I told Tracy that I want her to quote Kendrick Lamar every episode. Oh, like, I want that to be like a new thing on our podcast. Tracy quotes Kendrick Lamar.
That's why I'm sitting down.
We should make it like a segment.
Sit on down. Sit on down and be quiet. Thank you. I appreciate it. My little complaining ass. But no, okay, so Aiko. What's the hardest part about being a female comedian, female Asian comedian?
Yeah.
In LA?
Life? Life is hard. I feel like, man, everything is, to me, anything I try was difficult. Like learning from, like learning culture, making friends, learning English. So then I don't really see like, this art is hard. Like, everything is difficult for me.
Right.
So, like, I have to find a way what's fun. Like, how to make that fun without me going, like, thinking negatively or, like, I start comparing myself because I know.
What made you stay, though? What makes you think you're good enough to make
it? Intervention? Like, I need to quit this shit.
No. No, because
no,
I'm
it's just like.
I want to find out.
There are so many people that have given up and will give up.
I
and
think
it's like,
so
how do you,
people,
you know, how do you stay?
Because in the beginning.
And don't even do it like us, like continually do this free shows and just get up and do it. They don't do, you know.
But
you can look around and see.
Like you're busting your ass.
Not really, but I think.
No, you're consistent and you, I mean, it pays off for you, but I'm just saying why.
It's
other women that have, you know, stopped.
But I think other women maybe have offer, like maybe have something. It's like my life is good, but like something else. It's
like
an
alternative.
They have a home to come home to,
or they could do a different job.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. That's all I have too, Aiko.
No, like literally, this is all I have.
That's all I have.
Artist. No, but that's artist. No, but that's like so. Because I love. There's this podcast called Making It with Ricky Lindholm.
Oh,
it's not up. It's really good. It doesn't come out anymore. It's old, but. Mm-hmm. But I highly recommend everyone to listen to it. Okay. And the way that I would suggest you to listen to it is just go through the episodes and, like, pick actors or directors. Because she interviews everyone.
Oh,
so
nice.
Pick people who you like, right. that you like their career and whatever, and just listen to it. Because they just, like, basically talk about how they made it.
Okay.
And a lot of advice that those people give is, like, don't have a backup plan.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have a backup
I've heard
plan.
That a lot too.
Mm. Like, this has to be your only thing. And, like, that's something that I tell people in advice, too, is, like, people are like, well, should I do this? And I'm like, if you're even asking me if you should, that means you shouldn't. Because, like...
Yeah, you should know.
You should just know that
that's
you,
what I'm
like,
trying to get to. Like, how do you know?
How do you know that you
can't
breathe
without this?
Because
I know the time you put in. Like, I've seen the 6-7 years, and you've been consistent. And you've been consistently getting better.
You do.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying... It's your interview.
Right, it's not about Tracy right now.
Okay. Thank you.
It's about Tracy, but like,
I like
it.
Yeah, but that's why I'm like, what makes? Because I know it's hard, Aiko. You know it's hard. You know, it takes another female comedian to know another female. It's hard. It's not, you know,
because
just being a female is hard in this world. But then going up and doing comedy, it's like,
I feel like because of me. Getting to that point was harder. Like everything else, like to start the comedy and how I would get like picked on, or it was really, really hard for me. And it's not really my skill to speak up. I was like, okay, this person is this way. And I'll just
avoid.
So then because of that, in the beginning, I went through so much and I went through it. And then just like that time, I was like, man, is it worth it? It's not really fun for me, and then there's no money in it. Like, why should I keep on doing it? Now, you know, when you do it for a while, they don't really care, you know?
They leave you alone. They're like, she's going to be
this one is
she
gonna
be
just...
Yeah.
She passed
for sure.
So then it's less... And also, like, you know, that's a really good question. I never thought about it. I never thought about, like, why would I stick to it even though it's hard? I think... Life is hard, you know? And, like, when I end my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I look back, and I won't regret my life because I did my best at what I can do. And, like, you know what? I might not gonna make it. But then that's not the point of my life. My life is that I try what I wanted to do 100% the way I'm capable of. Like, there was a time I couldn't do it.
Yes.
I was lazy, but it doesn't matter. That's part of my life. Mm-hmm. And then, like...
For sure. I think that's a part of everybody's life.
Until today, I try my best.
That's the answer I was looking for. And that almost made me cry, because that's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
It's like on my deathbed, I don't want to coulda, shoulda.
That's what I wanted to say, but I was like, maybe that's too dark.
We're pretty dark on this podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, I coulda, shoulda. Because my brother just the other day, he's like, you need to come back home to Atlanta. You've been out there so long, then it ain't doing nothing for you. I was like, how do you know? You don't know. What it's just because I'm not on TV in a movie that you can see now doesn't mean, you know what I mean? You don't know what it's done for me. And that's why I had to ask you that question, like, what is comedy doing for you to make you invest your life in it? And like you said, it's because I this is the only thing in my life that I gave 100% to ever. Like, even in school and college, girl, please, I didn't even know what they were talking about.
Did you graduate?
I know what nobody's talking about. I had no job, no nothing. Comedy? Oh,
she
I
did.
Know.
She has a
you
college
graduate
degree.
Too?
Oh, yeah, I got a marketing degree from Georgia State.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, I just act dumb.
I didn't go to college.
Oh, you went to the acting.
I went to an acting conservatory for a year, but it was a 2-year program. I dropped out too. I didn't finish it.
Mm.
I hated it. I got slut shamed.
Oh.
How do you get that?
That's hard.
Oh, it was so bad. Like, so I basically like went from living in a really small town in Michigan where I knew everyone and everyone got I mean, you know, there was oppression there too, but like, I didn't experience it really as a white privileged girl, and like, and I was friends with everybody and whatever. Anyway, so I went from like that setting to then moving to New York, where just like, they just hate, like, cause when you go to a setting like an acting conservatory,
right,
you're just automatically with a bunch of assholes.
Like, yeah, like
it's a bunch
snobby,
of,
like,
yes,
oh, I'm better.
And they should be that way. You
right.
better be that way. If you are at an acting conservatory in Manhattan, honey, you better think that you are the best.
You better think. You made it there.
Yes. You better think that your shit doesn't stink. You better think that you are going to be successful and that you're going to, like, maybe you don't want to, like, win an Oscar someday, but you better think that you're going to get, like, a... you know, like a prestige, like you're going to be prestigious or whatever, you know? And so I get it. And, like, we were all, you know, kids. I mean, there were older people, too, because it's a conservatory, so it's not like everybody there is at 18. There's a wide range of age. But everyone was young, and, like, we didn't talk about slut-shaming then, like, because this was, like, almost 10 years ago. So we didn't talk about slut-shaming then like we do now, you know. Like, now it's unacceptable to treat people that way. Right. Then it was just kind of par for the course, and... Yeah, I mean, they just basically, like, I don't give a fuck about, like, I'll talk about who I fuck. Like, I just did when you walked in and I just met you. Like, I don't give a fuck. I talk about sex.
That's why we want to get Amber Rose if you hear us on this show.
Yeah. I've read her book. I love her. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a great book.
She got a whole movement
book.
Of slut shaming. Yeah. Because, I mean, seriously, that's now.
So like, fuck it. Yeah. Everybody has sex. Sex is beautiful. Sex is a great part of life.
And it's my business if I want to say how many I did or whatever I don't. I mean, come on. It's just crazy. Come on.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. So I didn't give a fuck then
either. So you told people.
Yeah, because I just didn't care. And it wasn't like I was like bragging or anything, but like if people asked me if I slept with someone, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I had sex with him. Right, also, right. You know what I mean?
Somebody that hated you went back and.
Oh, people would try to get into my business for sure. And I just didn't care.
How did it happen? So then you thought that person's friends and then turned into like.
Yeah, and then they just told everybody and then everybody turned it into a negative. When in my mind, I'm like, no, that was a positive experience. Like, it's. I had consensual, fun sex with someone where we wore condoms and we had a great night. Yeah. Like, I don't understand what's bad about that. And they kind of. You
act like I said, I get a train run on me every fucking
night.
And I don't even know. Or
you
act
like,
I don't even know them. I don't even know these
actually,
people. I don't
like,
know who they are.
But even that, like, I don't even care about that. If that's your thing,
if that's
your thing.
What you can.
But the way that you're treating that right now is that you're treating it as if I told you that I got raped.
Yeah. Like, that's what I mean. Like that's what I mean. Like, rape. Like, I don't know these guys, but they blind. Like, I just let them come in. And even not let them come in, just you don't know the guys you got a train run on you.
Like, that was what I always had a problem with and still have a problem with is that. We treat women being consciously, happily, gratefully having sex with a lot of people way more of a negative than we treat a man raping a girl on the college campus behind a dumpster. Mm-hmm. Like, we do. We don't slut shame Brock Turner. But we slut shame girls who have like
we make
happy,
them,
consensual.
We give them the
sex.
Shame that the rapist should have.
Yes, yes. And you know? Like we should flip how we treat those things.
Like it was a girl, I don't even know how, but she's gonna sue a football player for rape.
And
so somebody
town,
found a girl found her video sucking, giving head, and you know, sucking his balls all this kind of stuff. And they're like, see that. I'm like, that doesn't mean nothing. What does that mean? You know what I mean? That doesn't, you know. So
well, also like. You can get raped by your husband, who you have children with, like
them
who you
Donald
had consensual
Trump,
sex.
Excuse him of that,
that's
what I mean. So I'm just saying, you can.
Yeah,
this country, I feel like certain things like that is very, it seems
archaic.
It's like you know, kind of back in
it
because in Japan it's different take, right? Like it's a little bit bad, but like more like objectifying. So it's like a business and industry. So then I didn't know like. Being naked is bad until I move here.
Right,
I was
because
doing it, and then after that, like all these people are like,
"Oh, you
did that! Like you're dirty! Like oh, you did!" And I was like, "I didn't know it was a bad thing." Was like, "I was paying my rent."
It's a bad thing, yeah.
So your career is when you
so
pose
then,
new, right?
So then I felt like really shameful of my past or like who I was that time, and then then I grew up. Seeing it on TV, like I don't
but
think it was that bad.
That's a contradiction not. Because if you're gonna pay me money, why is it bad then?
It's
you know
so hypocritical.
The,
well,
it's
also
a,
like
it's
if
a job.
If I want to do that, I want to do that. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks.
And see,
and in Japanese culture, that's so normal. Like that's so normal.
And I think it's like really just like you said, systemic, and they try to control us with it because.
Yes.
I had the opposite happen to me in Atlanta. Atlanta is known for big stripping. It's a big stripping city.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
It's
right.
It's
yeah.
Magic City, the strip club put us on the map.
It's called so Magic City?
It's called Magic City. And it's like all the rap songs.
And Atlanta everybody's like, in Atlanta, there's like every kind of strip club you could want.
Even the black
no
and the white. They all
and there's
popular strip
female
club.
And male strip clubs.
It's
and there's,
it's
yeah.
very
gay
big.
Strip clubs,
so and when, like, I was when I was there, because I had a nice bottle of scooter, it's like, you ain't no stripper, you a stripper. They try to recruit you. The guys, they just regular games the guys. I mean, you couldn't even say to me, even if I say, no, you know, not. Because I'm insulted because you don't know me, but you asked me if I dance. You know what I'm saying? It's
I'd
like,
be flattered.
Why are you walking up to me and say, you a dancer?
I was like, thank you.
I
would be flattered, too.
I was flattered, but I was like.
Do you know how strong you have to be a stripper? Have you ever taken a pole dancing class?
No. But still, even
I work the fuck out, and I've taken pole dancing classes, and you have to be so fucking strong.
And even to look like I strip, I'm appreciative, but I mean, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to pimp me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be like, no, you know, because I was in college and school, and I'm like, I went to school and to college. I mean, now let me tell you something. I ain't saying I ain't been in the business. I'm just saying I wasn't stripping. You know what I mean? Yeah, being high and pious. But I'm saying that then they come and they say, well, they getting their money. Them girls making their money. You know, like you're trying to punk me in. Don't try to punk me into it. Because then you're going to punk me into it. Then you're going to slut shame me. Right. So it's just like a, you know.
It's a cycle. Yeah. It's just this cycle of like. That's all it is. You can't make the right choice.
But yeah, I know that feeling because. It's terrible because you're like just being you and free, and then all of a sudden, like, you are not like you're a bad person.
Yeah. Yeah. And like other people attach their shit to your life decisions. Yes.
Right.
And it's just like, don't attach your feelings and your views onto what I do.
Yes.
Like, you can have your own feelings and your own views about yourself for sure. Like, and you should. But like, please don't attach your feelings and wants and needs to me.
And why am I so important to you? Like, yeah, to label and to judge.
That's definitely how I felt about my conservatory. Like, I'm hardly friends with any of them to this day, you know? Like, so it's just like, why you don't care about me? So why do you care about me?
Exactly.
Like, I don't get it.
And that's when you know that they wrong, because they still want to be friends with you, but you can't stand the sight of them. That's when I'm like, look, you know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Right. Because I'm, like, fucking tough as nails now.
That's when you become a woman. Yeah. I don't care what your age is, when you won't change nothing.
That is, right? Yeah, that's the moment. Like, this is who I am.
This is who I am. This is what I did.
This is what I'm working
with.
This
is where I come from.
What you gonna, you know?
And either you like it and you want to be around it. And if I like you, then you can be.
Yeah.
Or you don't like it and then fuck you.
Right.
And then you don't have to be. You know? And we don't need to have this conversation.
Yes.
Because... like, it's a waste of all of our time.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what you want from me. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. I'm just like, you want to call me slutty and say that the choices I made? Like,
I mean, that's just the end. I don't know what you want. They don't have to just be like,
you don't know what you want from me either. Exactly. Like,
true.
Bye, you guys. Bye. I got slut shamed by Postmates last night.
Wait, what?
Yeah, speaking of slut shaming.
How is that possible?
So I
do Postmates.
Among other things.
Me too. I like it. I love it.
I love it. But among other things I ordered from Target last night was condoms, one of the items that I ordered. I got a bunch of shit.
Oh my God, so funny.
I needed Kleenex and water and, like, you know, vitamins and shit. And so I was out of condoms. So I was like, oh, I'm already doing this. I'll just have them pick me up condoms.
I can't wait.
So then I get an email from Postmates that's like, your order has been canceled because you tried to order inappropriate items that don't associate with our company. So I'm like, what? So then they send you a link, right, that tells you the items that you're not allowed to order. So I open it up and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Does Postmates really not allow people to order condoms?
But we buy liquor.
We buy liquor and they won't allow me to order condoms. So I go through the list. It's not on there. There's no condoms on that list. It's like dead body parts. It's like illegal pictures. Like, it's like pornography. It's like guns. Like, you know, it's like that crazy shit. Nowhere on there does it say condoms. So then I reached out to the company and I'm like, hey, like, you guys told me that I ordered something that was inappropriate, which I can only assume is the condoms of my list of things, because the other things are Kleenex, vitamin C, and water. So I can only assume that it was the condoms. And I feel personally slut-shamed by your company.
Yeah.
And they were like, assessed the order, and they were like, basically, they were like, we're so sorry, here's $10, we're going to talk to that Postmater. And the thing is like, I get it, okay? Like, if that person was embarrassed to pick up condoms, whatever. Just hit cancel. Just hit cancel. If you're really that embarrassed or that religious, or I don't want to impede on your rights either, but you just hit cancel.
But
you don't flag my. I agree with you. I completely agree with you. I would pick up stuff that I don't. Yeah. Because it is my job. I do shit at the bar that I work at. That I don't necessarily like. You know, I won't even get into it. But anyway, there are things that I have to do for my job that I don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah.
But I do it because it's my job and someone else is paying me and that's all a part of the thing, you know? But my point is like, at the very least, they should have just hit cancel on the order.
Oh, the hub.
And sent to a different postmater. That's how you gotta do. They fucking flagged me.
Oh my. No way. God.
With the company.
That's slut shame.
I would love to, like, deliver a condom.
They were like the audacity.
Because whoever ordered the condom, right? It has to be in a good mood. So they're going to tip me.
Yes. I want to bring you some condoms. Don't look at this.
Definitely.
I want to bring some condoms,
open.
Some KY jelly, a dildo.
Party.
Hey, I hope they had them all in there.
Celia Finkelstein.
Let me have your party.
Yeah.
Celia Finkelstein
goes on our body image podcast, you know, Celia, who she worked at a sex store. I'm not going to say which one,
she
worked at a sex store for a while, and she was telling me that they used to get Postmaters in there all the time, picking up dildos, butt plugs, whatever.
I pick up weed candy before.
Fuck that person.
And then flagged you.
I pick up the weed candy before.
Yeah. Fuck that person.
I think it's like their personal issue. Like maybe they just broke
up.
I'm telling you.
Ain't nobody business but mine and the person that I'm delivering it to. Don't nobody.
Because the thing is it's your personal issue. Yeah. So you personally need to deal with it. You don't need to.
Don't
flag
me. Don't tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Don't
give
me
a fake list.
But thank you. But thank you, Postmates, as a company for understanding it. Yeah. I don't even care about the $10. Like that was nice, but like. Thank you. I'm glad that they like emailed me back and were like, we're sorry. And then I just reordered it and someone else did it and picked it up and it was fine. Yeah. But it was just like, fuck.
But I'm glad they took some accountability
for it. Yes. And they said that they were going to talk to the driver and like, and I don't want them to lose their job or anything, but I just want them
real,
to understand.
Though. That's what made me mad because he said
I guess
list.
They automatically do that. Like it's all an automatic.
But it's not on the list though. He know that. You know, he read that list before he brought
it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
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 Oh my God. Okay, so we went to slut shaming and all that. Are you dating anybody? I'm just being nosy.
No.
Oh, okay.
Good
it's
for
hard
you.
To date.
It is hard
it's
to date.
It's so hard to date.
I don't even know what to do. Like, I don't want to do the online.
I don't do online.
Like,
I don't date.
You know? I don't. You know what I mean? I just want to meet somebody that I like. That's all.
Oh.
Like, I meet friends that I like.
I
can't meet a guy that I like. Huh?
I only fuck friends.
That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about. Good people, right? Just people that I know that you not, you know, because you don't know people today. They can with social media, they can say they this or make you think that.
Well, I also have a theory on like getting to know people that like you really don't know someone for a year, even friends.
Yeah,
like you really don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Because everything that happens in that first year of building that relationship shouldn't be a surprise. It should just be like, okay, this is a part of their personality.
That's
like
deep.
This is just new.
That's right.
This is just a thing that I don't know about yet.
If something pop off in there, you're like, whoa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like red flag.
Okay. Like, this is a part of their personality that I need to listen to. It's not like I had this friend, she was dating this guy, and they'd only been dating for like 3 weeks, and she would be like, that's so unlike Reagan though. And I'm like, you don't know.
Girl,
him.
3 weeks. And you ain't even see him every day in them 3 weeks. So you probably see
him
like three times in them 3 weeks.
Exactly like him.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
You have no idea what's like him.
Yeah. We get like that, women though.
Yeah.
You're like, well, you don't know him.
What are you guys into?
What are we into?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean
dating wise?
Yeah.
Oh.
You like strong.
Well, I
can see you dating an Asian guy.
You know what? The last guy that hit on me was like I think it was from New York because he was with a comic from New York that I did a show with. And first I didn't want to because he was like, well, said I'm gorgeous. That'll get you my number. But then he was like, I was like, what? That opened me all the way up. But then he wanted my number. And y'all don't think that's kind of archaic, like phone number? Like, why we can't do Facebook or something first?
Oh, I would prefer phone numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure out why he didn't call me because I was like, I don't know, maybe. And then I was like, okay, maybe I was being a bitch and he just like, fuck that bitch. I don't know. But I gave him my number. But he might call one day. But I like his accent. He had a good Jamaican accent. And I like his style. It was really cool and stuff. And he didn't call.
But the thing is like.
You can't add him on Facebook.
Like,
I don't even know who he is. Maybe I can get his friend.
Yeah.
The thing is like you are capable of being a bitch in the best way. I don't mean that because I'm a bitch. So I don't mean that at all as a negative. I mean that as a positive. And like someday a man is going to love that his woman is capable of being a bitch.
It's like I can't be perfect. You know, because at the time I'm dealing with a lot of crazy people, and it's like, you know, people want to fuck. Everybody want to fuck. I'm just saying. You
sure.
And I'm not in the mood for that, right? You know, I'm trying to like handle this career. I'm at the improv. It's like, what do you want? I mean, you know, so.
I just am at the point right now where like I kind of don't have the capacity to get emotionally involved with someone unless it's like, unless we're going to like do the damn thing. And I don't mean like get married. Together forever at all.
A relationship.
I mean like an actual like thing. And this is the other thing too about me is that, and Tracy too, and I'm sure you, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but well, fucking, I'm busy, dude.
Yeah.
And like, I have schedule. We schedule out things.
Yeah.
For this podcast. Like, I have my show. I have work. I work the same times every week. I volunteer. I go to therapy. Like, I have a fucking schedule. Yes. So, like, if you want to come to me and you want to tell me a date and a time and a place.
Yeah.
Then, and I'm interested in you, then for sure. Yeah. I will go out with you. But this bullshit of like, hey, we should hang out sometime.
What is
like
that?
Sometime?
Yeah.
I don't have time for sometime.
Yeah. Mm. Like when?
My roommate always makes fun of me because she's like, yeah, like if somebody comes up to Susie and is like, oh, let's hang out sometime. Susie literally just like pulls her phone out and pulls up her calendar and is like, okay, so I have this day and this day. And like, that's me. Like, that's true.
That's
like,
good.
Like, and I will put you in my fucking calendar. And then the other thing I can't handle, and this is a very LA thing, is that then we'll, like, make those plans, and then suddenly they'll flake, like, an hour before. And I'm just bitch.
Oh.
I've heard that from a lot of people. A lot of girls.
I didn't make plans because we had plans. Yes.
Right.
And I make plans. Yes. So
I've heard that from a lot of women recently. I don't know what it is, but they said a lot of guys flaking on them, and they could have did something else.
I could have done. I probably turned down three other things because in my calendar it said that I was hanging out with Zach on whatever day.
Because I'm like calling my friends, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you going to a mic or whatever? And they're like, oh, I might go on this date because they're dating online or whatever. And then it's like, oh, so he, they were, no, we're not going on a date. So you can, what do you want to do? I'm like, what kind of, you didn't know if you was going on a date and it's the day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, like they got to do that.
That is so common.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't.
Mm.
No,
I really don't date.
I don't even with that dating game either. I was finished with that a long time ago. I'm like, if we hit it off. Like, dude was cool, know what I mean? If we would have went out, probably so, you know.
Yeah.
And the only people that I've dated in the past year, really, have been people that I've known for, like, over a year.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what I like.
And that
I,
like,
know, you know what I mean?
Got to know, and then finally it's like, oh, hey, what's up? You know?
So, yeah, that's cool.
What about you? What are you, like, how do boys date? How do you get,
I don't know,
girls?
I don't, shoot. I like when somebody's like strange, like weird.
Me too.
So then I feel comfortable. I don't like very
straight lace,
masculine, kind of guy. I don't really like. I cannot relate.
You can't relate to the muscles.
I'm super into nerds.
It's like I don't like that. I don't like somebody who's too aggressive. Like, you know. That's, there's so many things I can list I don't like, so I have to focus on what I like, right?
Yeah.
Because then that's the kind of negative.
I actually think that one of the most important things to figure out in relationships of any kind is the stuff that you maybe...
Ooh, you about to drop some knowledge?
It's the stuff that you, like, maybe don't like about that person, but that you can live with.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's almost more important than what you do like about the people in your life.
Because it's going to be some stuff you don't like.
There's always shit you don't like.
Yeah.
But can you, is it okay? Is it compatible? Yeah. Is it something that you can deal
with? Like a little belly. Like, I can live with a dude like that. Like, if you're basically in shape and you got a little belly, I ain't judging. You know what I mean? We ain't perfect.
Yeah.
But stanky breath, no. You got to flow. You know what I mean? I don't like stanky breath. I just feel like that's not. That's uncaring. Like, you don't care about yourself.
Yeah,
What'd you say? You don't care about what?
You don't care about yourself. You know, I keep gum. You know, because you're comedians, you're in people's face, your mouth get dry, that's when it smells. You know, you got to saliva, you got to salivate.
Yeah, I mean, like, my ex, who I still, like, we're still very good friends, he is disgusting. Like, he's gross. Like, he, like, picks his nose and eats it. Grown man. Like, gross. And, you know, like, it grossed me out, but I could live with it. Like, it didn't, like, it was whatever. Now, I couldn't. We started dating, like, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? So, but now I know that I couldn't, like, but I had to go through that, like, 2.5 year relationship of thinking that I could deal with the gross.
That's
and
how,
then now
well,
that I'm on the other side
you.
Of it, I'm like, oh, right. I don't actually can't live with
I
it.
I can't. I was thinking I can deal with people that smoke crack. I'm like, no, I can't. You know, I don't even know why I was attracting crackheads, but it's just a habit. I was like, y'all, I gotta go.
It's just a habit.
Okay, so what is your week look like right now? Like, what does your average week look like? Yeah. Like, how often are you doing stand-up? What else are you doing?
A day in the life.
It really depends. On some week, I'm, like, out of town and I get to work. And some week, it's like, this week is really slow. I don't have anything lined up. Really depends on the week. Just, like, I work. You know, I have
jobs. Are you acting, too?
Right now, more... like a skits and stuff like that. I do.
That's good. Well, you'll be funny.
The thing is, I always make this joke about LA in the summer. LA summer in LA is when all the poor people shoot.
Yeah.
Because no real productions are happening. So all those people that were PAing and shit for real productions are now doing their shit.
Yeah.
Because nobody is filming right now.
Seems
so like
it, yeah.
Shooting sketches and stuff is like what's happening. So like I personally am really busy right now because this is when like when everybody's shooting all their own shit.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
You know? Awesome. Yeah.
So wait, what do you do for a job?
I translate and then
I know that.
Yeah, I teach Japanese.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you got out of the restaurant business.
I didn't. It wasn't for me. You know, you have to be good. But
I wouldn't. I just know Aiko. Aiko talking about it wasn't for me. It got to be good. But you was in it for 3-4 years fucking shit up. She was about to burn the restaurant down. She was always doing
something. And the thing is, I put my heart into it. I'm like 100%. I keep, like, you know, people be like bored at work. I was never bored. I was like really determined to make sure customers happy.
Like that.
And I want to be a server. It looks cool. You know, they swing and they count the money on the end and, like, they just swipe their stuff. I wanted to do it, but I never made a cut. Like, I wasn't.
I'm not good at it either.
I wanted to do it, but.
Me too. But
that wasn't my calling.
I had a restaurant that I worked at like that where it was, like, they pretended like they were way fancier than they were. And, like, our sections were fucking huge. And people expected, like. It was like coursed out Italian place and they expected that type of service and like, you know, you had to like open the bottle of wine at the table. Ugh. But I had like a 16 table section to do that.
Oh,
with.
I cannot
you
do
know
that.
What I mean? Like, yeah. And so I would go
tables,
into work.
I'd be like, hey, hold back now. Whoa, six tables.
I would go into work and like have panic attacks. Before,
I know you would.
Yeah.
Like, that's why my new place that I work at, well, not new, I've been there for 2 years, but the place that I work at currently is just like,
perfect.
A fucking perfect job.
You gotta be attentive. I used to have a nightmare about restaurants. Yes. Sweating.
And you're still I like you're serving in your sleep. Like you're just still serving. Oh fuck, I forgot to bring ketchup to table 4.
I know. And I was like, oh, sweating. I'm like, oh my god. I'm fine. Like, I lost my shoes. Like, I have so many. I still remember it because I was like so like focused on that. And you know, you gotta be good.
Well, what made you say, okay, I'm gonna get out the game and just start it?
You know, I'd be showing up to the day I'm not working, and it's just from not because of like that's who I am, but I was like so like more anxiety about working at the restaurant and keeping this job because I've been fired many times. And
that's
then
the more
I mean
you get fired, the more you get fired, the more you're worried about getting fired.
Because
you're just like, I'm going to get fired from this one, too.
Oh,
and I'm going to have to go through it again.
I didn't even know she was getting fired from all this. I just know she was working at different restaurants. But I thought it was by choice.
I have to pee. Hold on. It wasn't my choice.
It wasn't my choice. I needed fast money. I'm like, I'm out here for comedy. I didn't come out here to work full-time job.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
Let me stop. And finally, I got out of the game. It's so hard.
Oh, yeah. That was difficult.
It's hard when you're comfortable. Like, I was nannying for 3 years in Manhattan.
Yeah.
I love the family. I'm still, like,
yeah,
they're still my babies.
Yeah, I got a family I like now. Yeah, the little two kids. I'm a part-time nanny.
Oh, nice.
I wanted to get into that. I like kids. You got to be rewarding, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, and they're still my babies, but for me, it wasn't part-time. It became, like, my life. And then I was like, wait, I'm too comfortable doing this. I'm not. And then I, like, stopped acting for a second, and I was like, wait a minute.
Right.
What am I doing in Manhattan? Like, no.
This nanny.
Not what I moved here for. To take care of somebody else's kids? No.
Yeah.
Being nanny is so hard. For me, it's hard because I didn't know kids lie. Like, one time I took care of they look so innocent and angelic. And, right?
Kids
and then
lie.
Kids
lie so
hard. They lied to me. Like, three kids, and like, they had like Oreo, whole Oreo, and they were eating it. I was like, you can't eat the whole thing. They're like, oh, mommy said we can eat it all. I'm like, okay, if mommy says so.
Yeah.
They ate the whole thing. The parents came
home.
The whole
big Oreo cookie?
Yes. All candy's gone. Everything is on the floor. They were like, do they eat dinner? I said, no. They said you told them, you know, they can just eat candies and stuff like that. And they were like kind of shocked, like,
You believe it?
Then no, I believed it.
No, they're mad at you because you believed it, right?
Yeah, they didn't eat the quesadilla and they just ate snack. I'm like, yeah. I guess that's
well, what's they were probably dinner. Fine without eating the quesadilla. It's not like that's like.
Oh, they stay up all day, like until like goodness. 1 a.m.
See, I can't. That's why I don't. Now that tells me I just want to like babysit. That's what I'm doing, basically babysitting,
right?
Part time because nannying.
No, that's like a whole thing. Yeah, and you and the thing is like the other thing about that is like I had to like make choices for my life,
right?
Differently because I would have to. My life would be affecting these kids. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So like, I had to be like a good influence, you know, and like I had to like change. So it was like basically becoming a parent, I can't go out tomorrow night because I have to wake up early in the morning and take care of children, you know? So it's like, I just want to be able to like live this.
You're good. I didn't get to that part.
I want to be able to like experience my 20s without. Like, I don't even know if I want kids myself.
That's
a lot
of time with kids to be in your 20s. Yeah, you know what I mean? You don't have any.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I was, but.
Okay, so what is your what's the dream? Like, what would your life look like? Yeah, if you could.
I just want to be good at what I do.
Okay, well, you're already there, so.
I think I think that's my focus. I realized, like, when you hear, right? Each person's different, but, like, people are like, you got to set the goal. You have to know exactly what you want. But then I feel like when I do that, like, let's say if my dream is to get the part in this TV show or something, right? So then if I do it and when I don't get that, I feel rejected. So then I just want to focus on being good at what I do. So then I'd be great, but then not focusing on that because then I don't feel, I never feel rejected. I just like doing.
Not attaching expectations.
That's exactly what I want to say.
Yeah.
And then I don't feel like discouraged because then I try, I didn't do as well, but then that's just within me, like it's just the battle is, it's just in me, not with something else.
Right.
So I think.
So you know what you just told me?
What?
About the restaurant and the comedy? Because you quit the restaurant, you was like, "Hey, I don't think it's for me." You know, they fired me. Fired me. That's what I mean by comedy. Comedy, you know, you get booed, You might get good. You get picked on, whatever.
Yeah.
You get passed over, but you didn't stop. You didn't get out of the game like you did with the restaurant.
Well,
the
restaurant, I feel like
you think that you good.
You are good.
You think that you're a good comedian. Yeah, you're not going to say it. It's a long time for me to say I'm funny. Because, you know, you talk to be humble.
Oh.
I mean, I'm raised in, like, the Bible Belt and church. And guys, like, be humble. Don't, you know. And I don't like arrogant people. But I'm like, but no, you can own it. Like, no, I'm good at what I do.
And do you know how often
I
get?
You're good at what you do. And that's what you said you want to do. Be good at what you do. So
yeah, so you're there.
Also, I feel like at the restaurant, there was no peak. Like, there was no highlight. You know, even though you get tip or whatever, there's
no
reward. No, it's just something to pay bill, whatever, right?
And you come back the next day.
But then, you know, sometimes you do perform and then people come up to you, agent come up to you like, I really love what you say, whatever.
And change your life.
Like,
you can take that to your grave. I mean, some people come to you and be like, oh my God, like this lady came to me and said, y'all don't know what y'all did. Y'all just, like, changed. Like, I just went to 3 funerals in a week and they were young people.
Oh,
and for y'all to come out and make me laugh on Mother's Day and say, you know what I mean? That just keeps me like, I'm doing something.
Right.
You know,
I am
helping people. I am, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, I'm here to stay.
I'm making differences. Okay, Aiko, what does feminism mean to you?
The real feminism is like, I feel like, because to me, sometimes like, it's like a fake one too, right? These are the ones, it kind of like, they always claim they are, but they are not. Like, when... they pick and choose.
Yeah.
This women I support, but this women I don't support. I don't think that's real. But then I think the real is to be kind to, just to be kind to other women and like understanding no matter what the condition is or the situation is. Do not judge. And like to love, and support. And don't make like your agenda like, oh, I like this person because of this. I don't like this girl because of that. Like, I think just to equally be able to love every woman in different, you know, color, culture, situation. I think that's what it is. And like empowering.
Yeah.
I love that. That's amazing.
Love it, too.
Hey, this is really tight. I like it. this
whole thing is really good. Cool.
Thank you. We love it.
Yeah. This is really good. People should experience it. It's like,
it's such an honor.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank
this
you.
Is like,
tell your friends. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you
for being on the podcast.
And where are you going to be
next? Yeah, how do we find you? How do we follow you? What's your next thing?
I think I'm heavy on Instagram.
What's your handle?
Golden China. I use that a lot. Facebook, I don't really get on it. I don't know. Hardly ever.
You don't like Facebook that much?
No, really, because it's not about other people. I'm like, I don't really care.
Instagram's all about me.
My filter, my nails.
You're one of the first people to break it down. I'm like, what's the difference between all of us? I don't like really Twitter. But you broke it. It is. Like, yeah. Instagram is about
just like you know, people comment.
And Facebook, I just go,
it's too much.
This is what I do. Yeah.
Oh, it's too much.
It's too much. That's not your style. That is not your style.
Not my style.
That's true.
Okay, great. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the Act Like a Girl podcast. As always, please like us on Facebook.
Subscribe
to us on
our website.
Well, subscribe to us on iTunes.
On iTunes. That's right. Yeah. Act Like a Girl.
Awesome.
TV.
Awesome.
Check out our Instagram and our Twitter. All of our handles are at Act Like a Girl TV. And then on actlikeagirl.tv, we have our Get Involved page. It's up in the top right corner. We would love to hear from you. And
please let us know how you feel, what you think. Add to the conversation.
Oh, and I always forget this part. Please call us or text us on our phone line. It is 424-645-1905. Don't be a dick. If you're a dick, I'll just delete it and block you because it's a Google voice number, so fuck you. But call us, text us, ask us questions so that we can ask our future guests those questions.
Yes.
If you leave us a voicemail, we'll add that to the audio of the episode that we asked the question on.
We'll say your name and, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye.